Second Perek of Avos, seventh Mishnah. Hu Hayomer. Another statement of Hillel. That Mal Bebalsa, Mal Berima. The more balsa, flesh you have, the more worms are going to eat you eventually. It's not something that lasts too long. The better investments to do in life. You invest in your achosim and more properties, then also does not give a person peace of mind. He's always worried about what's going to happen here and this, and what happened over there. He has extra women, less than that. No, that also causes all kind of kshofim, and each one's trying to make a spook on the other one and him also when they don't get along. Mabah shvachas, mabah zima, is too many maid servants. There's going to be znus in the house. Mabah vodah, mabah gezel, too many male servants. This is a story of our time. The more conveniences you have, the more trouble you have. In those days they called it Eved and Shifra. Today we call it this machine and the other machine and that. Yeah, technology. That does not... Yeah, but mabah toyo, mabah chayim. The more Torah one has, the more life he has, both in this world, gives him peace of mind in this world, and gives eternal life. Ma'ava yeshiva, ma'ava chokma, the person who sits in one place, he turns off his cell phone, he'll have via chokma. He's now always jumping around, even if he happens to be sitting in the same seat, and he won't get chokma. Ma'ava eitzah, ma'ava tfuna, the person who takes counsel from others, he will have more also insights into things. Ma'ava stalker, Ma'ava sholim, a person does a tzedek, good things to other people. It helps them out. He will create more peace in the world. Kona shem toiv, kona le'atzmoi. If he has a good name for himself, that's good for him. Kona le'divrei Torah, kona le'chayolam haba. But the shem toiv is based on the divrei Torah that he has, or even if nobody knows about his divrei Torah, but that's something that will have much more lasting benefit for him.